USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House is sending President Trump a $4.6 billion humanitarian aid package. Before the vote, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says it's important to get emergency funding to those who need it.
At the end of the day, we have to make sure that the resources needed to protect the children are available.
Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says what was the holdup in the first place?
Got behind the administration on this. They've been talking for 2 months about this humanitarian crisis. It should not have been this hard to do this.
The bill did pass the House and Senate on a bipartisan basis. Stocks are mixed on Wall Street ahead of President Trump meeting with the Chinese president at the G20 summit. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 10 points to close at 26,527. The NASDAQ gained 58 to 79,68. And the S&P was up 11 to close at 29,25. This is USA Radio News.
Between the unbeatable performance and lower operating costs, electric cars are going places like never before. In fact, a survey by Drive Change Drive Electric tells us that 8 out of 10 Northeasterners agree electric is the future of automobiles. Travel expert Zach Houghton.
The vast majority of Northeast drivers, about 3 in 4, believe it's important to move towards electric cars, and 88% also want to reduce their vehicle emissions. So while drivers are interested in these cars, the problem is that most of them don't understand how and where to charge or even realize that charging stations are available to them.
Houghton told us a new campaign called Destination Electric hopes to change all that by celebrating businesses that support driving electric in communities across the Northeast.
Destination Electric businesses all have a storefront decal to alert visitors that charging is nearby. So far, over 100 local businesses have joined Destination Electric to demonstrate their support for electric cars and to let their customers know that they could be charging while they visit.
Visit Drive Electric US to learn more.
Salt Lake City police say they have a person of interest in the case of missing University of Utah student Mackenzie Lewick.
No arrests have been made. However, the owner of the residence where we served the warrant last night is a person of interest.
That's Police Chief Mike Brown saying officers did serve that warrant and remove evidence at the home where Lewick was last seen. Kelly Brown is seeking answers from the Dominican Republic. Her parents were down there on a vacation when her dad, after a meal and some drinks, fell ill, ultimately passing away. Now, after that, an autopsy was done, but Brown says...
We know that there was an autopsy performed because my father, it took us about 2 weeks to repatriate him back to the United States, and part of that process requires an autopsy. We do not know if there was a toxicology report done. We do know there was an autopsy, but we do not have that information.
Brown was speaking there on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders took a visit to a detention facility in Florida on Thursday. Senator Sanders discussed his plans for immigration if elected president.
In the first week of my presidency, we will bring together the presidents of the Central American countries, president of Mexico, to figure out how, as a hemisphere, we're going to address this issue, because that is the root cause.
The facility holds about 2,500 children. Senator Sanders is in Florida for the second night of the Democratic primary debates. One of ESPN's most recognizable faces and voices is retiring. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
Bob Lee has been the most established and trusted voice at ESPN, starting 3 days after the network launched in July of 1978. He's been off the air since September when he announced he was taking a six-month sabbatical, but now he's announced he is retiring at the end of this month. Lee was asked by his colleague Jeremy Schapp on Outside the Lines what's next for him.
I've got some thoughts, some ideas. I've been very involved at Seton Hall University, my alma mater, doing some things where we have some ideas, and so... That's why. There are other things to do and a chance not to do it.
Lee won 11 Emmy Awards at ESPN and won 4 Edward R. Murrow Awards. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.